BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Within the past few minutes, the campaign team for the French presidential candidate, Emmanuel Macron, has said it has been the victim of a massive and coordinated hacking attack after thousands of documents were released online. The Macron campaign team said authentic stolen documents had been mixed up with fake ones to sow doubt and misinformation. The statement came as campaigning ended for the presidential campaign ahead of the vote on Sunday. Britain's governing Conservatives have made the biggest gains in local elections by any party in power for more than 40 years. With just over a month until a snap general election, they've picked up more than 500 extra seats in local authorities across the country, many from the main opposition Labour Party. Syrian activists say shelling and gunfire have been heard in rebel-held northwestern areas shortly after an agreement to set up safe zones in parts of Syria came into force. The accord on the zones, under which all sides are supposed to halt attacks, was reached on Thursday between Russia and Iran. Rebel groups had rejected the agreement. A suspected militant Islamist has been arrested near a French military base at Evreux, northwest of Paris. A computer memory stick found in his car showed him pledging allegiance to the Islamic State group. A senator in President Trump's Republican Party has warned that it will be close to near impossible for legislators to agree a final version of a replacement for Obamacare. But Orrin Hatch, who will have a role in drafting a bill, said in spite of that, he would try to get it done. A prominent businessman in Peru has been named by the United States as the leader of a major cocaine smuggling ring. The US Treasury accuses Gino Dusan Padros de Grigori of hiding the drug in containers carrying heavy machinery from the capital Lima and of sending up to a ton each month to the US, Mexico and Europe. The former leader of Mauritania, Eli Ould Mohamed Vall, who took power in a coup in 2005 before handing back two civilians 2 years later, has died. Mr. Vall was in his mid-60s. BBC News.